Everybody was building amateur radios in those days. So I wanted to build an amateur radio. But my problem was, how am I going to solder? You didn't buy an amateur radio. You bought tubes and condensers and coils and resistors and all these parts, and you got a chassis with holes where you screw the tube sockets in, and in the bottom of the tube sockets there were eyelets for wires. And I worked with a circuit diagram. I figured out how to do circuit diagrams in Braille. But I had to solder. And how am I going to solder? I was too proud to ask somebody to do it for me. So I figured out a way. I made the connections. I made little nice, neat loops at the end of the wires, and I put them into the eyelets, and I put the solder there. And I took a nice, sharp pencil and made believe that the pencil was a soldering iron. And I put the pencil right where the solder should be, Then I picked up the hot soldering iron. I was working on an enamel top table. I picked up the hot soldering iron, and I flailed it around here and there until I could engage the pencil with the tip of the soldering iron. And then I let the pencil guide me to the soldering joint. And from the odor, I learned when it was done, and they left, then with a file, I filed it down to make it neat, and I was able to solder that way.